So with Parshas Truma, we are now going to enter into the sugya of the Mishkan, and that's going to be with us for quite a few weeks. We have a Truma, Tetzaveh, and we have Vayakel and Pikudeh. So we'd better have some kind of an idea, of a solid idea, of what the function of the Mishkan really was. What was the significance of the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam traveling with us throughout the Midbar, and of course later on in Eretz Yisrael the Mishkan was also with them in one form or another until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a Ramban in his Hakdoma to Truma, and it's a very, very interesting Ramban, and it's kedai to think about it, and that is as follows. He says, beside HaMishkan, that means the inner energy that energized the Mishkan, who is Sheyir HaKovod Asher Shochan Al HaSinai Shochan Olav Benista, that the same Kovod of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who had been atop the HaSinai, should dwell in this Mishkan, although on HaSinai it was Begoloi and here it's Benista, but essentially that is what the Mishkan was there for. And now he brings rayas from Psukim. Ukmai shenema vayishkan kvayd Hashem al Hasinai. Uchsev hein heronu Hashem elokeinu es kvaydoi ves gadloi. So the loshen which the Torah uses to describe the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam on Hasinai is kvaydoi and gadloi. And those same expressions, or at least the kvaydo part of it, is mentioned in the Mishkan also. Kenkos of the Mishkan, ukvayd Hashem moles haMishkan. And later on, the Hizkir b'Mishkan Shnei Pa'amim Uchvayt Hashem Ole HaMishkan Keneger Es Kvaydoi Ves Godlai. So the Ramban sees sufficient textual evidence to make his really very earth-shattering claim that the function of the Mishkan was to immortalize Mamad HaSinai among the Yidden. And even after the Shrina left HaSinai, and later on but it came down again and dwelt with them in the Mishkan Benista. And that's what he says, Behoyo b'mishkan tomid im Yisrael ha-kovod sh'niru lehem b'ha-sinai. That same kovod which they had observed at HaSinai now remained with them tomid in the Mishkan. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came into the Ohel Moed to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he heard that same call which had spoken to him at Sinai. וכמו שאומר מתן תורה מן השמיים משמיעו אס קיילו ליזרקו ועל הארץ and so on forth, כך במשכן כוסו וישמע אס הקיל מדבר לא מלא כפיירס מבין שני הקרובים. That's the aside which the Ramban says, that the inner energy, like I use the word energy, maybe it's not the best word to use, I can't think of a better word right now. It was Benista, in other words, there was no koilos of rockin, but the inner drive, the inner meaning of the Mishkan was an extension of Mamad HaSinai, that the presence which had been present on HaSinai continued to be present among them in the Mishkan. Now, why? And that is something which I want to devote this year to try and understand what the function would be. In other words, let's say it hadn't been HaSinai. Let's say it hadn't been the same presence, and the Ribbono Shel Olam would have communicated with Moshe Rabbeinu in a different coil. I don't mean now the pitch of the voice, of course, but I mean whatever the sides over here are. I mean, why was it necessary to prolong the experience of Sinai? Now, I have a theory about that, and that is based on an earlier sugya in Shemais. That is based on the sugya when Moshe Rabbeinu was shepherding Yisra's sheep, and he came they took the sheep to the Midbar, and he came to HaChorev, which is HaSinai, and he had the burning bush on the top of the mountain. Now, we're going to find that the Ramban has a shitta, and that is that the experience of Moshe Rabbeinu at the mountain with the sheep when Ribbono Shel Olam first revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, that that was a mini Ma'amad HaSinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a private Ma'amad HaSinai in precisely the same way that the whole of Klal Yisrael would have this experience later on when they came out of Mitzrayim. Now the Ramban says this in two places in his Perush in Shemais, and the first place just makes the Dimyon. It compares the two, and that alone, I wouldn't have based my ideas, but it's interesting to read that the Ramban very, very clearly has Ma'amad HaSinai in mind when he's thinking about this Pasha over here. So what do we have in Perek Gimel, Posuk Aleph, Moshe HaYoroye Es Tzoyn Yisroel Chosnoi Koyen Midyon Vayinhages HaTzoyn Acham Midbor VaYoro El HaHo Elokem. So he got to Chorev, which is Sinai, and he comes to the Har HaElokim, which later on would be the Har HaElokim, when Ribbono Shel Olam would use it to give us the Aseret HaDibros. Vayeiro Malach Hashem Elo Belav As Eish Mitoch Hasneh Vayav Hinei Hasneh Boeh Boeh Hasneh Nenu Okal. It wasn't being consumed. Vayom Moshe, what's going on over here? Osurun Ove Erez Hamareh Hagodol Hazeh, Madua lo Yiva Hasneh, why isn't it burning? Vaya Hashem Kisoliros, Ribbono Shel Olam saw, oh, here's somebody who's interested. He doesn't just let it pass, he does something about it, and he comes to see what's going on. Vayikro Elov Elokim Mitoy Hasneh, Vayome Moshe Moshe, Vayome Hineini, Vayome Altik Rafalon, Shando Lecho Meal Raglecho, Ki Amoko Mashato Oymed Olov Ad Maskoideshu. Take your shoes off. The first thing that Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, before he told him anything else, was that he should take off the shoes. And here the Ramban already makes a remark. He says, why? He was still far away from the bush. So why did he already have to take off his shoes? He says, Ki amokom asher ta'omed olav admas kodeshu, aval kishu yorochak min hasneh. He was still far away from the snare. His hero was there. Nevertheless, he told him to take off the shoes. Just like by Matan Torah, the whole mountain became also. So that was by Ma'amad HaSinai. Although the Shechina was on top of the mountain, the entire mountain became Kodesh. And Moshe at this point over here with the sheep, he was already on the mountain. So you see already at this early stage the Ramban has a thought about Ma'amad HaSinai, and he says that the obligation of Moshe Rabbeinu to take off his shoes paralleled the Kedusha of HaSinai later on by Matan Torah. But that's only a dimyon ba'alma, and that by itself wouldn't have meant very much in our context, but we're going to see something much more than that in the later Ramban. So the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu now all the tzoros which the Yidden are having in Mitzrayim, and he tells them, "V'ato l'chovesh lochacho el paroi, v'hoitzeitzo es ami b'nei Yisroel mi'mitzrayim." V'yom v'moshe l'rakim, mi anoichi k'elech el paroi, v'chi oitzeitz b'nei Yisroel mi'mitzrayim. Zot Rashi, mi anoichi, ma ani choshuv l'dabe im ha'melochim, v'chi oitzeitz b'nei Yisroel, v'af im choshuv ani, Ma zochu Yisroel shiyase lo emnes, or shiyeyose lo emnes, voitzio me Mitzrayim. Azoy lad Rashi. He's asking two questions. Number one, mi onoichi ke'elech al Paro? And number two, v'chi oizesh v'nei Yisroel Mitzrayim. Why should Paro listen to me? And what schus do the Yidden have to leave Mitzrayim? So the Ribbono Shel Olam answered him like this, the way Rashi learns. V'yoyme ki e'ye imach. That's the answer to number one. I'm going to be with you, and therefore I'm going to protect you, and if I protect you, you don't have anything to be afraid of. And second of all, and in case you sort of are wondering, will my presence be enough of protection for you? This that you're observing now, that the bush is not being destroyed. So you see that when I'm involved, I can avoid destruction which under other circumstances would have taken place. Normally when a bush burns, so it gets destroyed, but this bush is not being destroyed. So just like the bush is not being destroyed, so you also won't be destroyed by going to a Paro. And second of all, you're going to ask, what source do the Yidden have to be taken out of Mitzrayim? I tell you, by Tziyacho es Am Mitzrayim, Tavdu es Elokim Alaho Azeh. So that's how Rashi learns. So according to Rashi, the reason I'm stressing this is because it's very, very much differently than Ramban is going to learn. And what we're going to be discussing now is the Ramban's issues. So Rashi holds that the fact that the thing was not burning, that the bush was not burning, was to show Moshe Rabbeinu, to assure him that he wouldn't be harmed by Paro. Now the Ramban is a totally different way of looking at this conversation between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is the Ramban starting at Posuk Ches. I read this Ramban to you because it's really very, very important in the context in which we are talking. So the Ramban says, Robu ha-pirushim b'mikva hazeh. Like lots of people have different pirushim, he probably has Rashi in mind also. V'anochon al derech ha-pshat. So he says, at the pshat level, I would suggest the following. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer L'Moshe Shnei Devarim. One, Sheyered LaHatziloi Miyad Mitzrayim. One, that the Shlichus was going to involve saving the Yidden from Mitzrayim. Now, at that point, V'hoyo Eshel LaHatzilom Miyodom Be'eretz Goshen Atzmo. So that doesn't have anything to do with going to Eretz Yisrael. He can save the Yidden in Mitzrayim in Eretz Goshen. He can just shoo the Mitzrayim off and they can't work with him anymore. Or Korav Misham, or if he wants to leave the Eretz Goshen, they don't have to travel very far. Aval Hivtiach Oid, Laha Loisam Mino Oretz Ahi Kula El Makom HaKnani. He told him he's going to take them to Eretz Yisrael. So two things. Number one, you're going to save them, and that did not involve going to Eretz Yisrael. And number two, you're going to take them to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe is Yoram Mishteyan. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid on both counts. Number one, V'omer, Mi Onoichi Ke'elech El Paroi. Ani Shfal Anoshem. I'm a very lowly person. Royat Zayin. All I am is a shepherd. Hu Melech Godel. V'im Oime Elov Lazar Es Ha'om Klal Yageni. Well, he's going to come, some crazy guy is going to come and tell me I should leave all my slaves go. He'll kill me. So number one, he's scared of Pharaoh. You're telling me to take them out of Mitzrayim. If your kavana had only been that I should save them from the work, alright, then I could handle. Yeah, I can do that even while they're still in Goshen, or to take them some place near there. So that I'm not afraid of. But you told me to take them out of Mitzrayim. So why do you want to take me out of Mitzrayim? Because, so what he says, I'm never going to get them to do that. These Yidden are very, 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 very smart. And they know what happens when you go to Eretz Canaan. You're going to find all the giants over there and all the mighty soldiers. They're not, who are you? How have you shown yourself to be a leader? What are you going to take us into Eretz Canaan? And you're going to be our general? Who are you? Kasher amatu lahalos al Eretz Toivu v'chov al Eretz Mahamokum HaKnani. Ki atzol miyad paro einot luyubem. That they didn't argue with, that they wouldn't argue. There my problem was only that Paro is not going to listen to me. But that the Yidden wouldn't listen to me, that I wasn't worried about. First of all, because Bechlal it's not totally in them, in the people. Im Yishma Paro, Yekalula Me'alem, V'yatzilem. I'm dealing with Paro, and I'm telling him, free the people. If he says yes, so they're free. You don't have to ask them even. Yeah? Or Yekashem Me'atzor Kocham, or you'll throw them out of Mitzrayim. V'oit, and furthermore, even if it weren't for that, the fact that they wouldn't at all be involved, but furthermore, yes, they're going to listen to me. Even if I'm a nobody and they don't really trust me very much, but if I'm telling them, look, I'm going to stop you needing to work, that much they listen, because they want that. They won't listen to me to take them to Eretz Canaan. That's crazy. Well, where's our army? How can we do this? And the Ramban says it's takahot turned out that way. They were always afraid of the nations of Canaan. And so the Beis Hayyan asks, in Mitzrayim we don't find that they were afraid of the Canaanim. In the Midbar we do find it. So we don't know exactly why the Ramban says it was ever Mitzrayim. So it's Hoyse Yerosa Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. So he was afraid of Paro and he was afraid of them. And the Rebbeinu Shom answered him on both. Notice that this whole thing has nothing to do with what the Rashi learned. What's the schus? No, he was afraid. I should take them out of Mitzrayim to take them to Eretz Canaan. They'll never listen to me. Oh, Eloi, I'll tear me Paro. The first thing he said is, from Paro, you don't have to be afraid. So that is taken care of. And he doesn't learn like Rashi. Goes on that. Rashi said it goes on that and says this is an ois. The fact that the thing isn't burning, the bush is not being destroyed, is an ois that you don't have to be afraid that he'll harm you. No, but Ramban says it goes on what comes later. This is a sign to the people. Not a sign to you that you don't have to be scared of Paro. It's a sign El Ha'am that I sent them to you. I sent you to them, I mean. Ki ba'itziyacho es ha'am in Mitzrayim, tavdun es elokim ala ha'azeh. I'll tell you how you'll persuade the Yidden to go to Eretz Canaan. You said you can't persuade them to go with you to Eretz Canaan because they're never going to listen. Listen to me. They listen to you. You know why? Because you're going to serve the Rebbeinu, you're going to get the Torah at Har Sinai. You are thinking that the Yidden, the way you know them in Mitzrayim, that they're not going to listen to you to go to Eretz Canaan. But you don't understand that there's going to be a major, 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 major change in them. The minute they come to Hasinai, you won't have any problem getting them to go. That's close enough. So they'll be at Hasinai. They'll get the Torah. That's a different people. They became my arm. They became my scholar. They became Mamlechus Kohen of the Goy Kodesh. Of course they listen to you. Nachamol. Yeah? And now the Ramban says the big word. You know why I appear to you in a burning bush? That's because you should have a moshul of what they will experience when they come to Sinai. It's also going to be burning there. So therefore I wanted you to understand that once they are at Sinai, they're not going to have any more problems with going after you to Eretz Canaan. So he had his sign that the Rebbeinu promised. And once you are at Har Sinai, you Bechlal won't have any problems anymore. Abkan, that's how the Ramban learns this passion. So if you learn the Ramban, if you just read what it says in the Ramban, so you're left with a problem. you're really left with a problem. And that is, the Ramban does not give an answer to what the symbolism was of the fact that the bush was not being destroyed. On that he doesn't give an answer. He explains why the bush was burning. The bush was burning for the same reason that it would be burning later on Har Sinai. But why wasn't it destroyed? According to Rashi, it says that was the sign to Moshe that he doesn't have to be afraid of power. Because you see that the bush is not destroyed when I'm around, the Rabbi Nisham says, so you also won't be destroyed because I will be with you. But according to the Ramban, who says, it's not going on the earlier part, but it's going on the part that, how am I going to convince the people? And the answer is, Mahmud HaSinai will convince them. To Sinai, it's easy to get them. And once they are at HaSinai, that's going to convince them to go with you. So why did you need that the bush should not be destroyed? So I think that the pshat is, and I think that that is why the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted that the Mahmud HaSinai should be extended. I think the Ramban doesn't say that. But I think that it's implied in what the Ramban does say. What does the Ramban say? That there's going to be a total change in the attitude of the Yidden. That while the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, they weren't going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Eretz Canaan. But once they had been at Har Sinai, they would change totally. They become a different people. They are now the Am Hashem, and they're going to follow Moshe Rabbeinu wherever he tells them to go. How does that happen? I think that what the Rebbeinu Shlomo was showing Moshe Rabbeinu by the fact that the bush was not being burned, he was saying this is a different kind of fire. The fire that's burning the bush and the fire that will be burning atop Har Sinai when the Yidden are there by Matan Torah, that's not a destructive fire. That is a transforming fire. That's like Livon, when you have kitchen utensils which became treifer. So the ones that you use with fire, the spit or something like that, so you can only kasher it by fire. When you put it in the fire, you're not wanting to destroy it, you're wanting to transform it. You're wanting to rid it of its treifers which had penetrated into it. So the fire is a transforming fire. It makes something which is treifer into something which is kosher. And that was the idea. Moshe Rabbeinu was convinced by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was saying to him, you know what? You know why this fire is not destroying the bush? Because it's not a destructive fire, it's a transforming fire. It's transforming you. Till now, 5 minutes ago, you were a plain shepherd looking after sheep. What are you now? Now you're the Shliach of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. You're Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what you are. You suddenly became Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that Har Sinai is able to transform. Once Har Sinai is able to transform, then you can understand, and the people will understand, after you tell it to them, that they have also been transformed. And that whatever fears they had while they were still in Mitzrayim, and they wouldn't have listened to you at this crazy idea to take them to Eretz Canaan and to deal with all these giants and mighty warriors, they will become totally different, like you changed from being Moshe the shepherd to being Moshe Rabbeinu. So they will also change, and they will follow you, and they will follow the Rebbeinu Shlomo wherever they go, because the fire of Har Sinai will have transformed them into an Am Hashem, into a Mamlechus Kayan and Vagai Kodesh, as surely as you were transformed by your experience over here by the fire and the snare. So I think that maybe that is the reason why the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to perpetuate Mahmud Har Sinai longer, because Yidden can always use such a fire, a kashering fire. We are all worse than we might be, and we are all much less than we ought to be. And if we can approach that fire and allow it to transform us, the experience of closeness to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and make us into better people, that's a wonderful thing. And that would be enough reason for the Rebbeinu Shlomo to want to perpetuate the fire of Mahmud Har Sinai and the covert of Mahmud Har Sinai in the Mishkan atop the Oran.